Hello everyone, good afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today for the conference call on the strategic partnerships the government and the company agreed with these two strategic shareholders. I'm joined by Rui Cartacho, who we all know it's the CEO of the company, and by João Conceição, Chief Operational Officer of REN. They'll be making a presentation, and then we'll open the floor for questions, as usual. Okay, so we'll start.
Good afternoon to everyone. It's Rui Cartacho speaking. Thanks for attending this conference call on the privatization of REN. Our idea is to make you a brief presentation of the main aspects of the transaction that the government decided yesterday, and then we open a period for Q&A, and feel free, we'll try our best to answer to your questions. As you know, yesterday the Council of Ministers decided the sale of 40% in REN, of which 25% to State Grid International Development Limited and 15% to Oman Oil Company. With each of these two new investors in REN, REN established strategic partnerships, and I will highlight the main aspects of these partnerships. In both cases, the idea is that REN and the new shareholders combine efforts in a number of strategic initiatives taking place in Portugal or abroad, with the objective of both enhancing the REN's leading position in Portugal and also supporting REN's internationalization process. Also covered are areas such as cooperation in technological exchanges, R&D initiatives, procurement synergies, etc. Specifically in the agreement with State Grid committed a 1 billion euro credit facility of a Chinese financial institution to fund REN's refinance needs and its CAPEX program. And we also received additional letters of interest from three other banks, all of them relationship banks of State Grid, and all of them from the Far East, to provide further financial support. As you know, these are two investors with very different profiles. I would start outlining the main aspects of State Grid's profile. State Grid is a world leader in electricity transmission and distribution. It covers 88% of China's territory and more than 1 billion consumers. It's the largest utility in the world and was ranked 7th in the Fortune Global 500 last year. Its international activities are performed through State Grid International Development, which is the entity that presented the binding offer to the Portuguese government. You have in the presentation that was put in the online this morning, you have several indicators of the presence of State Grid in China and also in Brazil and in the Philippines. Oman Oil is a completely different profile. It's a financial partner with a large investment portfolio, and also in the presentation that you have online, it covers different regions of the world, from South Korea, India, Kazakhstan, Hungary, Spain, the Emirates, and Oman itself. it has, in Iberia, concretely, it has several investments in the energy sector. I would highlight its participation in Companhia Logística de Hidrocarburos and also in Enagás and Sagás. Both companies bring contributions to the value creation objectives of REN. In the case of State Grid, we have reached an agreement where the objectives are the enhancement of REN's leading position in Portugal. REN will be the sole vehicle of State Grid operating in Portugal. State Grid has committed to endorse REN's international expansion, specifically it committed to develop joint efforts in Angola, Mozambique, Brazil, and China itself. Also, the agreement between State Grid and REN has clauses of technological exchange, and State Grid has committed to establish a research center in Portugal concerning areas of technological interest in the energy sector. And finally, the agreement with State Grid significantly contributes to refinance REN's debt and to fund its CAPEX plan. In the case of Oman Oil, the objective is also to contribute to REN's leading position in Portugal. Oman Oil accepted that REN will be its sole vehicle in natural gas and electricity infrastructures in Portugal. Oman Oil has committed to endorse REN's international expansion, particularly in the Sultanate of Oman and in the Gulf region. Both partnerships mean that REN will have a stronger capability to diversify its business profile, which currently, as you all know, is fully concentrated in Portugal. The regions for expansion that are considered priority in these agreements are Angola, Mozambique, Brazil, Oman and the Emirates, and China. Being a little bit more specific, in the case of State Grid in Angola and Mozambique, we have agreed to set up two joint ventures to explore business opportunities in the energy sector in each of the two countries. In the case of Brazil, we have agreed that State Grid will identify an initial project for REN as a service provider this year. And in China, State Grid has offered to find a project for REN as service provider related to the integration of renewable energies in the electricity network. This all to take place this year. In the case of Oman Oil, the companies agreed to set up an unincorporated joint venture to pursue business in Oman. This also this year. Then moving to 2013 and 2014, State Grid has committed to identify and offer additional projects for REN as service provider. Oman Oil has committed to make its best efforts to expand the joint venture of Oman to other Gulf countries. And up to 2014, State Grid has agreed to set up joint bidding consortia with REN for at least three transmission or substation projects, subject, of course, to regulatory and relevant third-party consents. And Oman and REN have agreed beyond 2013 to identify project at least a project as a service provider. With the sale by the Portuguese state of these two stakes to these two investors, REN will have a shareholder structure with a very solid profile, and profile that, in our view, ensures that the company will have better conditions to grow and to create value and to diversify its activities from Portugal, although concentrating always in its core business. So the company doesn't has not planned to become a country a company that is not concentrated in its core business, but we have here an important geographic diversification project, which will, in a first stage, be mostly through service provision, service sales in several of these areas, but we do not exclude also equity investment, provided that the adequate funding is available. So the company, the Portuguese state will retain, after this transaction, 11% of the share capital of the company, to be sold later on, as far as we know, and as far as we heard yesterday through government officials, this will be, in principle, a market transaction, and it will be carried out in the moment that the government chooses and when market conditions are suitable for such a transaction. So for the moment, the company will have 11% of shares in ParPublica. So these, in a nutshell, are the main aspects of the transactions. I would like to underline that REN's management is very happy with the success of this transaction. We feel that this is a very, very important moment for our company. There are two aspects that I feel that are particularly important. One of them is the fact that the financial situation of the company is much upgraded through this operation. We have two strong partners, one of them committing to have a decisive contribution to solve the refinancing difficulties of the company due to the sovereign crisis that has affected Portugal. We feel that we have conditions to grow and to combine efforts with each of these partners to have a period of value creation in and outside of Portugal. We also are happy with the fact that these new shareholders will be joining forces with an important group of existing shareholders, and we feel that all in all, we have a solid structure that ensures stability and growth for the coming years. So the conditions are created for the company to enter in a new cycle where the transformations will be accelerated, value creation will be absolutely paramount, we will further streamline the structure of the company, we will create the capabilities and the teams that will ensure that the components of these strategic partnerships are carried out on time, and that the company within 3 years becomes a valuable, diversified, low-risk company with strong growth perspectives. So this is the opinion of the management of REN. That is what the company had advised when our opinion was called for by the government. We had advised the government to retain these two shareholders. Due to their complementary profiles, we feel that they make a perfect match among themselves and with the existing private shareholders of the company. And also, we feel that the small shareholders of the company will benefit from the prospects that are thus created for the company. So that's what I wanted to tell you all, we would be glad to try and answer to any questions that you have concerning this transaction.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. And if you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for our first question. And our first question comes from the line of Andreas Waldberg with Columbia Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I was just going to see whether you could give us a little bit more color on the size and the type of project that the Chinese state grid is identifying for you, and also whether there are any penalties for them for not finding them. I mean, what's the level of commitment that they have?
Okay, thanks for your question. The size of the project is open. Frankly, it's not something that beforehand we can define. In the case of, sorry, just a minute to confer here one thing. In the case of China, it's the scope of the project that is defined, not the size, and it's concerned with the integration of renewable sources within the grid, which is an area of interest for both companies because both countries are involved in the expansion of renewable sources. And so it's an area that was particularly a focus of interest of our two companies in this cooperation partnership. Concerning penalties, we don't have penalties. I may share with you some of my personal experience with these kind of agreements. These are agreements that work if and when companies and persons are willing to make them work. We now know each other pretty well. We have been talking with State Grid for a long time now. We know each other reasonably well. And we are very, very confident that both companies are embarking on an agreement with a spirit of making a strong follow-up what has been written right now and delivering the results that are foreseen. I forgot to say that in the case of Brazil, there is a specific reference concerning the scope of the joint projects, specifically in 2013 or up to 2014. João will explain you in detail what has been agreed.
In case of Brazil, the agreement, it involves the involvement of REN at least within three projects up to 500 kV up to 2013. So basically we are talking about substations or transmission lines up to 500 kV.
And these are concrete projects?
No, the issue is there are projects that the Brazilian government may put under a tendering process, and in the particular case that these projects are not put up to 2013, the agreement previews that this deadline can be extended only in that case.
In another concrete detail is that in the case of Angola and Mozambique, the agreement specifically foresees the creation of two incorporated joint ventures on a 50-50 basis, one for each country. The projects that are planned to take place, of course, will depend on previous authorizations by and agreements with local authorities. That's very clear, and that's very well understood by the two parties. So it depends on the development of our relationships with each of the two countries. But as you all know, the projects that are in the pipeline in any of those countries in the energy field are very important and significant projects. Okay. Next
Thank
question.
In terms of the government reducing its stake in the company, will that have an impact? Do you expect an impact from the ratings agencies?
Well, if not a direct impact, at least an indirect positive impact, given that the privatization was by both agencies was considered as a positive under the current circumstances. So in the dialogue that we have been keeping with each of the agencies, calendar of this privatization process was an important element to bring possible positive news, as I expect this transaction to be for both agencies. More specifically, with each of the agencies, we committed to let them know when the process was concluded, and we are preparing interaction with each of the agencies to discuss in more detail this transaction and the agreements reached with each of the investors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press *1 at this time. As a reminder, if you are using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to lift your handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for any additional questions. And our next question comes from the line of Thomas Saffron with Music & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I just have a few questions on this credit facility provided by the Chinese institution. Can you tell us what sort of rate you will be paying, and also is there any covenants if the lines are completely committed, or is there any MAC clause in the financing of those lines?
Thanks for the question. The 1 billion euros is committed by China Development Bank. It's a firm commitment. The conditions are going to be worked out in detail in the coming 2 weeks. More specifically, yesterday I received notice that the intention of our Chinese partners is that a delegation from the bank may come to Portugal to close a term sheet with the company. Concerning the conditions, what has been said formally by State Grid up to now is that it will be under competitive conditions. More or less formally, I have been informed by persons from State Grid that this means that it will be in line with the funding provided in the previous privatization in Portugal that involved the Chinese investor. So that's what we can say at this moment. The term sheet, as soon as it's negotiated and agreed, will be let known to all of you.
Thank you. Can I just ask then, regarding your the Eurobond you have outstanding, so what is the plan? Would you actually draw on this Chinese credit facility when it's available, and then with the proceeds you would repair the Eurobond? Is that the plan?
Well, We have been working on the ensuring the refinance of the 2013 bond well before this transaction took place. We have been taking a lot of measures, and to be completely frank, the gap now was very small to overcome that refinancing need at that particular time. Because we have been slowing down our investment efforts, and we have been extending some of our bank lines beyond December 2013. At any rate, yes, it's agreed that part of the funding from State Grid will ensure the full refinance of the what is left to ensure a full refinancing of our needs up to 2014. So one part of the 1 billion is stated to, is committed to the ensure the full refinancing of the company's needs after December 2013. Another part is committed to co-fund, to co-fund our CAPEX program. So I wouldn't assign any precise detailed amount to each of the ends. Both will contribute to ensure that our financial position is comfortable and strong up to, I would say, at least 2015. So we have a strong position now, and we didn't make the fine tune of each lines for this or that purpose, but we are working and we will work also with State Grid in the coming weeks to fine-tune our financial plan for the coming years. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Orlando Finzi with MGN Investors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, good afternoon. Just could I come back to the 1 billion euro facility that you indicated with China Development Bank? Just sorry, did I miss the tenor involved with that? It was one question. And secondly, could I just check when you say this will be on competitive terms, and the term sheets expect to be worked out on this in the coming weeks, are you expecting to have any additional covenants in there that aren't in your existing bank lending? I presume you're not if it's on competitive terms, but I just wanted to ask that. And then as a third question, if I could, in terms of the growth opportunities that you're identifying, just to understand how you anticipate funding those, and perhaps whether with this the majority sale of the Portuguese state shareholding, you intend to have any different financial profile going forwards, or whether you intend to continue with the existing financial profile. Thank you.
Could you repeat the last part of your question, please?
Yes, of course. The last part is regarding your financial profile and your financial metrics, and whether you plan to alter the strategy around that, i.e. to be more conservative or more aggressive, or whether you expect to maintain credit ratings in the existing corridor that you live in. Just some color around that. I guess it's strategic, but any insight would be appreciated.
Okay, thanks for the question. First, concerning the tenor, you are right. I didn't mention because it's not yet detailed. We haven't yet received the term sheet for this loan, but what we do know is that State Grid stated that the funding will be, and I quote, under competitive terms and tenor. So I cannot say at this moment in time more than this. I can remind you that in the case of the other energy company that was privatized recently, it was 20 years. We definitely are expecting long-term funding, and that's what has been in our talks always, but we don't know the precise tenor. You'll have to wait. We will all have to wait for some days more to have more details on this. Concerning the financial profile of the company, well, I wouldn't like to be too much precise. Of course, all this will, I think that this transaction, all the trends are towards better financial indicators, but I wouldn't be very precise at this point because the strategic plan of the company will be revisited and reformulated later this year with the active involvement of the new shareholders that result from this transaction. So when we have the new business plan, we will definitely present it to all of you through an investor day that we intend to set up as soon as we have a new strategic plan in place. And then we will discuss in detail the new ratios that we are facing for the medium term. At this moment, I would just say that, yes, the trends are positive, of course. We will have better funding and better financial results moving forward than we would have otherwise. We may develop better our activities, so that will hopefully improve our current medium-term prospects for these ratios, but I wouldn't go beyond this. Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Andrew Mulder with CreditSights. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. It's Andrew Mulder, CreditSights. I just had a couple of questions. Most of my concerns have been answered. Just one simple question. What sort of board representation will these two parties have on the REN board? I wanted also to ask about the financing. You mentioned the 1 billion credit facility, but you also said there were additional interest from three other banks. Could you perhaps give some quantum to that? I mean, is that another billion or perhaps less than that? I guess I've got two more questions. Sorry. I just wonder, there's a clear strategic fit between you and State Grid. But there doesn't seem to be that much of a strategic fit between you and Oman Oil. And I just wonder why, what's the real attraction for them? And why did you specifically want them in the shareholder structure as opposed to giving State Grid 40% or didn't they want 40%? I just wonder if you could perhaps give a little more color there. And my final question, you mentioned the Chinese investment in the other energy company. But listening to the two presentations, it strikes me that they were able to give quite a little bit more detail than I think you've given. And I just wonder, is everything here now as solid as it was with the other energy company? I mean, are there any risks that this deal could fall apart, or is everything really firmly committed? Thank you.
Thanks for your questions. I'll try and remember each of them.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, concerning governance, although governance was not a topic that was discussed directly with the company, it was something that was discussed between the bidders and the government. I do know that, and that was publicly stated yesterday by government officials, that State Grid will have three non-executive members of the board, and Oman Oil, one non-executive member of the board. That was stated yesterday by the Secretary of State. Concerning your second point, well, another billion. I would love to, but I can't venture into that. What we received was just letters of interest. We had this billion euro is committed, and it was reviewed by our legal team. It's definitely a firm commitment, although the term sheet is not yet worked out, but it's a firm commitment. Concerning the letters of interest on top of that billion, frankly, there's nothing on the amounts involved, and so we have to see that later. Concerning the fit of Oman Oil, well, Oman Oil is a financial investor. The investment in REN and their interest in REN did not surprise us, because they are used to invest in utilities whose activities develop and explore energy infrastructures. It's not nothing. It's not anything new in their previous practice. There was a good news. We discovered that Oman Oil was also considering electricity infrastructures investments. And I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's the first time that they invest in a company that, besides natural gas infrastructures, it also has power infrastructures. That's good news for us, because we think that it's not just one more investment to some to in addition to what they have done all over the world with other natural gas infrastructure projects. They are venturing into a new area, and I think that's also exciting both for them and for ourselves. Concerning the comparison and the last point you made on comparing the conditions that we are able to describe at this point in time for us and what you have during the privatization of EDP, well, I can only say that it's true that we don't have yet a term sheet, but we are not particularly concerned with that, to be frank. State Grid is a huge company. It's a world leader. It has committed to fund REN. We have their word, and that's enough for us. We absolutely trust our new partners and our new shareholders, and so we are not concerned with that. As I said, informally, they let us know that it would be more or less in line with what was done with EDP, and so we leave it at this point.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And our next question comes up as follow-up from Andres Waldberg with Columbia Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you give us a very rough timeline on when you think that you, at what point you're going to be able to host this investor day? And secondly, is there any rough number you can give us as to what you expect the proportion of unregulated revenue to be 5 years from now?
Thank you, Andreas. Concerning the timeline for the Investor Day, I would like to discuss that with the new shareholders of the company. I think that definitely we wouldn't like to make it before we have the reformulated business plan, medium-term plan of the company. So that will take some time to now work out such a document. But I expect to have an investor day somewhere this year, towards the latter part of the year. But I cannot be more precise at this point. I think it's something that must be discussed within the next board of REN that will be elected in the shareholder annual meeting. And it's something that has to do with the timeline of the new business plan of the company, which will have strong inputs from these new investors, which will be represented in the board, as we saw. Concerning the, what was the last one?
The unregulated business.
The unregulated business. Well, I wouldn't venture into giving you proportions right now. I would keep things at this. We will remain focused on concessions concerning construction and exploration of electricity and natural gas infrastructure. So in this sense, we will remain a very focused company. That's at least my idea. Let's see what, and I believe that the new shareholders will share this vision, but let's wait and see until the next board is in place to discuss these issues. But My view, my personal view, is that we should keep focused on what we know best how to do. We should definitely, so it's not so much an unregulated business that we are talking about, it's diversification of regulatory risk, because most of the businesses where we will get involved in with these partners are also regulated business, but are regulated businesses in different geographies. I think that's good news for all the shareholders of the company, because everybody knows that it's not great to have 100% of the business concentrated in one regulatory jurisdiction. And so I think that will be mostly a regulated business company, but we diversified geographies. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any final questions, please press star 1. And we do have a follow-up question from the line of Orlando Fenzi with MNG Investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to check, are there any conditions attached to the acquisition of these equity stakes? I'm thinking, is there anything that prevents either party trying to take control of REN within a certain time period, or just to be aware there's any condition attached, is the first question. And the second question, you mentioned for SGID a commitment to invest in R&D in Portugal. And I just wonder whether you could give a bit more color on that, in terms of, just to check, that is R&D related to REN's ability in networks, particularly, whether it's a wider R&D, just to understand what that really means, R&D investment. Thank you.
Thank you. Concerning legal constraints, no, I don't think so. I think the government worked very carefully in all the legal aspects of this transaction, including a very profound contact with commission officials concerning the compliance with European directives. And so, I, as far as I know, it's not something that was worked out directly by the company, but we were kept informed. We know that there are some legal changes that are going to be made very soon concerning the limits of voting rights and participation in the share capital of REN. Otherwise, this transaction wouldn't be possible. So that will happen soon. That legislation was thoroughly discussed within the government and between the government and the European authorities. So news that we have are that this was an aspect that was very carefully taken care of. Concerning R&D, what I may tell you is that well, what we, at least what we have informally already spoken with State Grid, is that we definitely want to move forward with this commitment of State Grid of setting up an R&D center in Portugal. We also talked about the fact that this center must also be, or should also be, a recruitment center for very qualified talents that may be used in the several projects that will arise from our partnership. That means that we are talking about a center that will aim at two objectives at the same time. One is to develop skills that are of interest for both companies. I may quote two or three of these, like, as I said, integration of large-scale renewable sources is a source of interest. As you know, Portugal is a country where renewables have already reached more than 50% of the overall electricity production, so REN is very skilled in the integration of a high proportion of renewable energies within the networks, and this is an area of interest. Conversely, we are very interested in sharing with State Grid their very strong know-how in HVDC and everything concerning high-debit transmission lines, where they are world leaders. And so these are areas, these are two examples of areas where this center may develop activities. On the other hand, we will, as I said, try and bring for this center people from not just from Portugal, but also from other countries or areas where we want to develop projects together. So that we have skilled and trained people to carry out these projects. So it will be a center that will not be a pure research center. It will be a very business-oriented center. That's our idea, and I had the opportunity to informally discuss this with State Grid in the last few days, and I think that we both share the same vision for what this center should be. Thank you.
Could I ask one follow-on question there?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
sure.
Just in terms of how you plan to fund the business, obviously you've got the Euro 1 billion facility, which you've got to negotiate, the term sheet. But going forward, do you anticipate being funded by Chinese state banks, or will you still be looking to fund yourself through the capital markets?
No, we definitely want to try and fund ourselves through several channels. We are working on that. It's something that is irrespective of the agreement that we reached with State Grid. So we are not definitely relying solely on the funding that was agreed with State Grid. We are working with the international banks, and we have several initiatives underway to try and mitigate the effects of the current financial crisis. And so we will explore, as we have done until now, all the channels, and I think that you will have news on that in the coming weeks. But at this point, I cannot give you more details.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Miguel Medina with JB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Just one question, and apologies if this was covered earlier on because I joined very late. But can you explain the rationale for the difference in price that the two bidders have paid?
Well, that's I'm not the most appropriate person to talk about prices, because prices were negotiated with were offered to the government, not to the company. But I can tell you that, in my view, this reflects the different type of involvement from each of these investors. First, it's the size of the blocks that are being sold is very different. Second, the scope of the agreements that were reached with each of them is also very different. So this, in my view, warrants different premium. Thank you.
But in terms of political rights, they have exactly the same. It's not that there are no lockups or anything like that that could explain part of that difference.
Well, in that respect, what I can tell you is that, as far as I know, rights are level. It's a level playing field, but the size of the stakes is considerably different. So the weight of each of the partners will be different.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And there are no additional questions in the queue. Management, please continue.
So I would just add once more, thank you for your presence and for your interest in this conference call, to reinforce the idea that this is definitely very good news for the company. I think that it's the beginning of a new cycle where the company will be less exclusively a domestic company, and the company that will be definitely counting on a very solid shareholder structure that will ensure that we will grow and create value in the following years. We will let you know about further news, and particularly on the topic that I see is the one that raised more questions concerning the details of the funding from the banks contained in the proposal by State Grid. Also, we will get in touch with you concerning the presentation of the yearly results of the company, which will be is scheduled for the 1st of March. So, if not before, we'll be in touch with you on the 1st of March to let you know about the results of the company. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.